radio.com.
Thank you, Super Happy Magical Rock Post Time Shows, with your host, Super Silly Mother Rockazock. Yeah, voice don't remember like I'm missing. Also, we may be including cartoon characters, Crazy Kid Loving Jackie Vice, Grumpy Farmer Skin Car Allergic Spark Person, and many of our happy fun time peoples. Also, enjoy the raw, begin. Oh!
Going crazy in the Skype chat right now. Anyway, welcome everybody to the WTR Raw Post Show live on WildTalkRadio.com. I'm Sir Rockin', and I am joined by the one, the only, everyone's favorite asshole, the Spud Guy.
I am everyone's favorite asshole.
And yes, you heard laughing in the background. It's the host of Triple Talk Wrestling Radio, Jackie Feist.
Hey, what's going on?
And we have other people on the show, don't we, tonight, fellas and Jackie?
I'm trying to get spanked by one of them.
He's trying to corrupt my co-host.
Oh, honey. No. You're late to the party. I remember when Lindsay and another one, who shall go unnamed, WCW. Yeah. Don't forget, I don't remember the terror of you two.
What do you mean the terror of us two?
Lindsay, you're going to have to explain this to me because, you know, she just comes off as such a nice, sprightly young lady. What is this, Lindsay?
Oh, there's sorry, a clip. Off the air. Oh, don't you dare play it.
Well, before we go into Lindsay's, and I'm sure we have some interesting stories to tell, we also have Lorraine, who is, she posts on Twitter as Feminine Smart on Mondays, and she's the second of the female co-hosts that I went out looking for the expansion of Triple Talk Wrestling Radio.
Which
hi, guys.
Hi.
Go right ahead, Jackie.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I didn't hear anything from her, so I was going to say, this is where you say hi.
Hey, this is where you talk.
We're breaking them in the radio tonight, Spud.
Yeah, you really are.
You're mean to shit.
I get to pop your radio cherry. Oh, no. Baby.
I'm ready, baby. Let's do it.
Oh,
well, bye-bye.
Don't say shit like that.
What did I do?
This is already an end to an interesting night, so my.
I think Spog just became like a guaranteed listener.
A guaranteed listener of what?
She's going to be bringing her own brand of perversion to our show, so I'm sure you'll be around sprightly, right quick. She's like that all the time.
Oh, this is already going to be a fun night.
Y'all are brave. You're surrounding yourself with three Kane fangirls. You're really very brave about this.
I don't think you quite understand. We could care less about Kane. It's all about CM Punk.
Well, we're CM Punk fangirls.
Hell
well.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you haven't figured it out, we're here to talk about Monday Night Raw. At points, apparently, tonight. We're going to get into Raw.
You mean there was a show? Oh my god, yeah.
Not spankings and all. I need a cold shower already.
I'm still waiting for there to be a definitive answer, is who's handing out the spankings. That's why I've not volunteered yet.
Lindsay's hanging out, looking at the spanking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, then I'll
take him, Jeffy. He's all yours. I'll hand that paddle right on over to you. You can just go to town on his ass.
I told you, I usually have to pay tens of dollars for that.
Tens of dollars. I never said we were doing it for free, honey.
You know what? You hand me a discount. Maybe I only have to pay like $5.
Discount?
I'll give him a discount.
I think Omega's the only one getting a discount.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Poor Rocky doesn't even know what to say.
Bang bang.
Yes, Mick Foley, yes, was on Raw tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Mick Foley opened up Monday Night Raw tonight. Comes out, says his kids want to see him wrestle. He wants to get into the Royal Rumble.
Will there be spankings in the Royal Rumble?
20 seconds.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
20 seconds of clean talk.
If you're going to tweet about the Raw post show, # spankings.
We somehow went from bitch tits to spankings. How did this happen?
No, there's still bitch tits. There's still bitch tits involved.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Boy, am I glad when I'm done with this I get to go to bed instead of running for 3 miles.
Am I the only one
for 3 miles? Is it still snowing like crazy there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
It only snows every once in a while. You know, we're not Alaska.
We're Canada.
We're Canada.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Foley opened Raw. Then
a great promo, by the way.
It was. And then out came Dolph Ziggler. They went back and forth.
Tonight was a night of, like, really good promos.
It was, yeah.
Although I do have to ask, apparently the Raw General Manager is having me at the moment.
And he quotes?
No, you don't want me to read these. It's part of my interesting night.
That's for the after show that you read that part.
Oh, yeah. Honey. I have to say, though, and I'm wondering, though, which promo was better? Foley Ziggler or CM Punk ripping apart John Laurinaitis?
Yeah, I'm going with CM Punk ripping apart Laurinaitis. That was the best WWE TV I've seen. Oh, that was great.
Yeah, it was.
The only thing that was better... Oh, go ahead, Lindsay. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, the only thing that was better than the promo of CM Punk ripping Laurinaitis was watching Laurinaitis trying to pick up what was left of his pride of the ring afterwards.
That's like, see, and I'm not really trying to pick at you girls, but that's stuff that I've watched CM Punk do since he was in ROH.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, I've watched him do that since 03 and 04. I mean, that's... When he did the Summer of Punk, what was that, Rocco? 5?
Something like that.
They did the same thing they did this summer, but they did it in ROH. And it was amazing. And one of Punk's last matches was against Bryan Danielson. And it ended with probably one of the greatest promos I've ever heard cut by CM Punk. And I'm glad they're finally letting him speak more and more and more and more, which started this summer.
Right. Yeah, he consistently puts out some of the best promos on TV, period. But what does it say about the rest of the show that CM Punk had to save it with that promo? Because that's one of the only redeeming factors of Raw, was the CM Punk Laurinaitis ending to Raw.
I disagree. I think that this Raw was probably one of the best Raws in a long time.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that at all.
Oh, yeah. No. See, then you're not looking at the product as a whole. Because tonight was one of the best Raws in a long time. It had great mic work. It had great storytelling. It kept you watching from start to finish. I didn't switch the channel once. I didn't leave my couch once. Watch the whole thing. I was enthralled with it. I enjoyed it. It didn't have too much camp, which lately Michael Cole and Johnny A seemed to put into it a little bit too much. The only spot that I thought was a little lackluster was the Perez Hilton spot.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, I got up and left. I went and got another water and went to the bathroom during that.
Right.
That,
yeah.
Ugh, that was terrible.
But it's going to get him thousands and thousands of hits on his blog.
Oh, well, good for him.
Does anybody else wanted to see Kane Tombstone Perez Hilton? That would have been saved my night. That would have made the show.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Can you guys clean up your panties, you know, and, like, leave Kane alone for a minute?
No.
I just like seeing Kane chokeslam people. I don't care who it is, really.
But Perez Hilton, it would have been just great because he's just annoying. I cannot believe with their so-called anti-bullying campaign that McMahon went on in her, you know, Stephanie McMahon went on in her article. I think it was Entertainment Weekly. Then they bring on someone like Perez Hilton who, you know, will draw cum spots on people's faces and call them faggots. I mean, it was like, seriously. This is,
but he knew that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But it's still stupid for their stupid anti-bullying campaign. They do all this anti-bullying stuff, and then they put all this bullying on their show. It's dumb. They just drop the whole thing. It's dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
But bullying is a part of wrestling.
Well, that's why I just, rather than get rid of the bullying in the show, they need to stop the stupid Be a Star campaign.
No, No. The Be a Star campaign has merit. The Be a Star campaign has merit. You separate that from what goes on in the ring and in the show.
Well, for us, I would agree with that, except I don't know that little Jimmy is going to be able to do that.
I think they can.
That's the point.
My 7-year-old can.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if they're trying in some way to market to kids, then it's a good thing to get involved in things that affect kids, like bullying. So it's a good business move.
Not really. I mean, I can agree with the not having Perez Hilton out there because I honestly, personally think that he just does stupid stuff to get attention and then cries when he gets negative attention or he gets somebody that actually whoops his ass.
I was amazed he was color coordinated tonight. I mean, he's such a stereotype of what it is to be gay. When he came out and looked halfway normal, I couldn't believe it.
Not just gay, but like flaming gay.
Right, right. I mean, just a walking, annoying stereotype. I'm talking about like leopard print yellow shirt, leopard print green pants with a neon pink hat and bright blue shoes. I'm just like, oh, God. I'm almost embarrassed to be a WWE fan right now that they even had him on their show.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that so much, but he does do a lot of that stuff to get attention, so.
Right.
That's
the thing with, like, with this anti-bullying campaign is that, like, it works in the classroom, it works with the students, it works in the community, and I think if you preach the message of, you know, it's a show, it's entertainment, then I think kids can separate that.
Right. I agree with you.
The problem is they're not doing that. The problem is they're trying to lead it by example, by having people like John Cena preach tolerance and understanding and do that on the show. And I think that's where they're having an issue with the separation. They just need to do that. They just need to separate it. Stop leading by example on TV, enforce its entertainment, and then run the Be a Star campaign separate. Because like I said it on Twitter, that was a great message for their campaign tonight, where you have a bully, beat the crap out of an innocent bystander instead. Because that's exactly what they had Cena do on Raw to Jack
Swagger.
Oh,
with Swagger?
No, they didn't. If you look at the story that was told, the way that match played out with Swagger and Ryder was Ryder was injured. They sent him out there anyway. Swagger took advantage of it and beat him up like a bully would. And John Cena beat up the bully. And I hate trying to tie everything into this Be a Star campaign because it's not.
They're opposites.
They are opposites. And if you watch the product and you know the product like we all do, you know, you don't talk about wrestling intelligently without having watched it for years and know, you know, a little bit in depth about it, and I think we as adults and radio hosts and fans of wrestling can know when to separate and know when to go, yeah, it's just the show. We don't need to read too much into it.
And it's not right. like they throw it down our throats every single week. They do one segment on the show with a commercial, and it's not like they tie it into story, so they keep it separate for the most part. But speaking, let's stay on that. Zack Ryder lost his title tonight. Anyone surprised?
Yeah. All right, I said weeks ago that they hit that too late. Mm-hmm. That they should have did it. They should have did it at Survivor Series, and now you're ripping the title off of him. I'm sure it's going to set up for a match at the Rumble, and the Ryder's probably going to get it back at the Rumble. But if he doesn't, you've effectively killed the push of one of your top merchandise sellers, and it's only going to make it like you're only going to sell more merchandise. People are only going to buy more T-shirts, and in the end, that's what WWE wants. But I don't understand why you just don't push the guy. He's proven he doesn't need you to get over. I wonder if that's what irritates Vince.
It's got to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to just annoy the hell out of Vince. I mean, he's always been someone who's just, you know, I have to believe he gets off on his power. He really does. And here's someone that's kind of just risen through the ranks, kind of right over Vince's head. You know, that's got to bug the hell out of him.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of people, when they leave the company, they talk about, you know, you always hear, well, we're not allowed to acknowledge anything we did beforehand. As far as they're concerned, we're coming in fresh. So that's kind of just put salt in that wound that, yeah, Ryder didn't do anything beforehand, but he got himself over. He did it without them, and now they're kind of forced to acknowledge that. So that's got to be a real bitter pill for Vince and creative and all of them to swallow. That, hey, fuck you, I did it without you, and now you have to put me over.
But see, they're only hurting their business by not pushing him, you know?
And just a side note, did they really have to show a replay of him trying to change the tire?
Yes.
Poor thing.
They had to replay one of the lowest rated segments in like 10 years.
Oh, God.
Although I will say, in the vignette video, I wish it had been really as dramatic as they made it seem in that video.
I know.
Because I was watching it thinking, wow, this is so much better than it actually was last week.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need like a swelling orchestra during the show.
Yeah. They keep trying to turn it into a soap opera, so why not just go that extra step?
Yeah, we need the corny dramatic lighting and everything while poor Zack Ryder can't change a tire.
Didn't they do that with Kane promos for a while on SmackDown?
Yes.
The lighting?
The lighting, the dramatic music.
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they had, like, the flame, they had for a point they were projecting, like, red and yellow flame light onto the mat while he was talking.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And they also had dramatic music and stuff. Let's circle back a minute. Johnny Ace took Foley out of the Rumble. Anyone disappointed that he's not going to be in it?
I think he still will be. I think that's setting up some kind of Mick will be in the Rumble. I believe that he's just gonna have to earn it somehow. I think there's gonna be a match somewhere with someone where if he wins, he gets to be in the Rumble. I'll be very disappointed if Mick Foley's not in the Rumble.
Yeah. Was anybody else thinking that he was coming out to challenge Taker?
That would be awesome.
I wish though.
Oh God, that would be
amazing.
That would be great.
I proposed that idea a few weeks ago. Everyone shot that down.
Well, going back to what we had talked about for the last few weeks, Rock, about who in the WWE, who at the WWE's disposal is on Taker's level, I would suggest very easily that Mick Foley is at Taker's level.
Yeah, I agree.
And I have to admit, even though we've seen Taker versus Mick Foley several times, going all the way back to, you know, the Boiler Room Brawl and all that kind of stuff, I wouldn't mind seeing Taker versus Mick Foley again. I'm not real hot on Triple H times three or Shawn Michaels times three, but I'll do Mick Foley and Taker times 5 million.
Who wouldn't, really?
Yeah, and we haven't seen it in a while. And I think that's why it's so desirable, is
you know, it's like we just saw Triple H last year. We saw Shawn Michaels for 2 years in a row. To see Taker fight somebody that he hasn't fought in so long and has such amazing chemistry with is a really desirable thing.
And the new generation of fans definitely haven't seen it, so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The only question I would pose then is, are these guys in the physical condition to have a Taker versus Mick Foley match? I mean, Taker's so beaten up, we haven't seen him for a year.
Except for man.
I don't even know if they'd survive a Taker versus Foley match.
Yeah, you know, I tend to think probably not.
Sorry to be such a buzzkill, but I don't know if they could survive.
Now, if you have to, you know, take a year, you know, to recover, probably not.
So we should have seen Foley and Taker 5 years ago at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up and get that out there for everyone to see. But even though the history says Foley Taker could still be a decent, you know, that would at least have a decent build-up. Just chance Foley to play heel a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, and maybe not even play heel. I mean, it's like all of the there's a certain predisposed attitude that all matches have to be heel versus face. I honestly think that we could have face Foley versus face Undertaker and have a very entertaining match, just like we could have a heel R-Truth and a heel Miz match, even though Truth has pretty much turned face, you know, by the literal definition. I mean, I could have lived with a heel afraid of spiders, afraid of heights R-Truth versus a heel Miz, who we didn't see today.
Yes, we did.
He attacked
Arthur.
Oh, that's right.
My
bad.
Continue. I was going to say, in the Disneyland segment.
Yes, and that's the segue we're going to get into. Truth comes out and demands people chant what at him.
It was hilarious.
I don't like this R-Truth embracing Little Jimmy. I, in my personal opinion, some of the best television that we have had in the last few months has been R-Truth going on these Little Jimmy tirades. I think, Lindsay, I sent you a link yesterday of the day where R-Truth was going on about being afraid of spiders and the grits are going to hit the pan and this and that and that briefcase is going to get got. And that was some of the best stuff that has been done in so long. And I'm not necessarily liking seeing this embracing of Little Jimmy on the part of R-Truth.
No, I don't. I much prefer him as a heel.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The batshit crazy works much better as a heel.
Yeah.
He's awful as a heel.
What?
He's better as a face.
No, he is better as a face. And the thing is, he was still a face when he was a heel. He was over much more than that than anybody would give him credit for. The whole don't what me. Dude, when they start whatting you and you do that and they react, you're over. You're over. And he does that now.
That's what I'm saying. The lines
he doesn't have to work, though. That's what I'm saying is he's so over, it doesn't matter if he's heel or face. It works, whatever he does.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I like him better when he's a heel as far as his reaction towards the crowd, all this stuff about embracing Little Jimmy and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't like that. I mean, I get what he's getting at, that he's kind of labeled the crowd as Little Jimmy, kind of like we've been labeled the WWE Universe. But I don't know. I don't like this new embracing of Little Jimmy.
Right.
So that led us to Wade Barrett coming out, interrupting R-Truth, and then we went to Disneyland.
They could have shortened that so much. It's not funny. I mean, that whole segment, because it was like, what, five, 10 minutes? The whole segment, you're sitting there, and it's like, there's got to be a payoff, so what the fuck is a payoff?
Yeah, and did Wade Barrett even need to be there?
Yeah, for the match afterwards he did, but not for the segment. But it felt like really just a miss, like it was just haphazardly thrown together at the last minute. It wasn't thoroughly thought out, I guess. Which they seem to do a lot lately.
We lost Jackie somehow. We'll get her back on the air. But it was the whole point was to, you know, talk up the Rumble, you know, promote the Rumble and promote the match. This is Friday night on SmackDown. It's Sheamus versus what's his face?
Wade Barrett. Hold on. If you say it like Alan, the Barrett Barrage.
Wait, Bart. God. Oh my God, Alan.
You uncultured fuck, it's Barrett. Like the sniper rifle.
And I get why they were talking about it, but it's like I said, they could have done it better.
Oh my God, it was funny.
It was funny, but it wasn't. It's kind of like, okay, yeah, R-Truth posing with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Pinocchio.
The Pinocchio bit was hilarious.
Yeah, that was
the Pinocchio bit was hilarious. But they
I don't even know if that's PG.
The way that it started, it was just awkward and it was just, yeah.
I'll give you that, but come on, the Pinocchio bit was hilarious.
They could have gotten to the Pinocchio bit a lot sooner than what they did.
I will say I'm impressed with the writing of the WWE over the last month and a half. They really have kind of, and I don't want to say like push the envelope, because they're still playing it real safe. Like these shows they would laugh at in the late 90s.
It's gotten better. I mean, I've heard less bitching from people over the last few weeks.
Right. No, I believe what I'm saying. I really like the way the writing's going. They're getting back towards more of a base of kind of a nice balance between pleasing the actual wrestling fan and pleasing the kid audience.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice to see the edge coming back to the product where it's not so bubblegum, sugar pop, it makes you sick, but it's not completely hardcore violence either. It's a nice balance that they're achieving now.
So anyway, R-Truth wins the Battle Royal. And yeah, that's about it for that segment. Then the Miz God took a bro kick. Right? It was the Miz God who got hammered.
Yeah.
Miz got hammered, and that ended that. One of those four men could win the Royal Rumble. I doubt it, but they all have a chance.
It's Randy Orton that's going to win the Rumble.
No. Nope. My money is on one of two men that was in the ring tonight. In the main event.
Jericho or who?
Foley.
I would love for Foley to win.
I would love for Foley to win, but I just don't see them doing it.
No. They need to get they need a new person to win. No.
Foley's never won the Rumble.
I guess it also depends if under a Legends contract, if Foley is willing to put in the full-time schedule.
Yeah.
He has said in the past, in interviews lately, that he is willing to, you know, train for one more big match.
Oh, cool.
Wants one more run.
He wants one more run. He wants to get back into shape.
Did he look like he lost weight?
I saw him in August here in Ohio because he worked a show for the company I train with. And he looked a lot skinnier tonight than he did then.
Yeah, because his face looked really youthful.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked really good tonight.
Yeah, he did.
I think it's because he shaved.
It's the hair. A lot of it has to do with the haircut. And I will say this. I know, like, the sweatpants and the dirty shoes are iconic, and he wears them because they're comfortable. But quite honestly, this is professional wrestling. And either put back on the brown leather or give me the rattlesnake tights. And with the wanted shirt, for Christ's sakes.
But you could tell he wasn't, you know, he didn't show up to Raw to wrestle.
No, he didn't. He didn't. But if he's going to, everybody knows you're Cactus Jack, and that's probably the one that you're most beloved in. Put on the Cactus Jack.
Dude love.
All the way, man.
Yeah, he was kind of rocking the dude love with the tie-dye tonight, too.
Need to send you the copy of his King of the Deathmatch stuff, Lindsay. You'll never understand until you watch him beat somebody's brains in with razor wire.
And just because.
Yes.
Yes.
Some of Johnston's finest work right there.
Yep.
Gotta throw out some dude love on the show.
I think I just heard Spunk's soul die just a little bit. Yep, he's quiet. That confirms it.
You really, Spunk, you're going to be quiet? Really? Really, really, really? Wait, I think I can wake Spunk up. Give me a second. I think I can wake
Spunk. I think I know what he's going to do.
I can do this.
Ole, ole, ole!
Ole! Ole!
Ole! Ole!
That's not what I was thinking, but that would work too.
Heck yeah.
I was thinking you were going to cue the Tim clip just to wake him up.
I like how you didn't fully say it so you couldn't be clipped.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I know you, and I know better.
Yeah, we had this talk last week.
Eventually, every one of you will admit I was right.
Not publicly.
Not
while I'm sober.
I was expecting the Triple H theme.
No. Listen, you can wake up with 3 empty bottles of tequila next to a donkey in the morning. You're still going to admit I was right.
All right.
This is where I say...
You've been jerking my dick for... You've been jerking my dick for 7 weeks.
I love that rant. I really do.
Hi, Omega.
We haven't got our cheap mace plug in yet, you guys, by the way.
Oh, well, we have to mention him. God. Hi, Mace.
We have to mention Mace at every show. Hi, Mace.
Hi, Mace. After his creative use of the word fuck on the last WTR, how can you not mention him? Seriously.
Because he doesn't use words like fuck knuckle and twat waffle.
Well, you need to work on that. Damn it. You're his tag team partner. Fix it.
I am his tag partner. I am. I can't wait till he... I can't wait till he comes here. Like, I really can't.
Is he coming over here?
Yeah, he's
coming. That's why he's taking that job. He's wanting to come over here, which would be great.
When's he coming over?
In
as soon as possible.
August. Him and I are going to Canada to wrestle for Tim. We're auditioning managers.
What was that douchebag's name? Styles?
Steven Styles.
Bitch tits.
Bitch tits. Let me thank you again, Brock, by the way.
You're welcome. Hashtag bitch tits.
He mentions me in a tweet with the hashtag bitch tits in it, and everyone's like, is that guy mad at you or something? That's his problem. I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. And because we mentioned Mace.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Hey, Mace. So now we got everyone's plugs out of the way. Shamelessness as we are. Listen to Triple Talk Wrestling Radio this week.
I have a plug.
Anyway.
I have a shameless plug.
What's your shameless
plug?
Well,
keep it where we don't want to see it. Because we know about your plugs.
Shut up. MCWPro.com. Riot TV. First 2 episodes are up. Go check it out. Shasta versus Christian Vaughn for the MCW World title in the steel cage. Larry Lavender versus Jebediah. There's all kinds of good matches up there. Go check it out.
Finally, you actually had a shameless plug, a real one for once.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked too, but so, which means.
Funk is on a roll. Funk is on a roll.
Yellow polka dots.
Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here. Don't say
yeah. As we transition into the man from Planet Funk.
Is it bad that I was chair dancing?
Yes.
Yes.
I love that gimmick.
Yeah, it's growing on me. I couldn't deal with it at first, but it's growing on me.
I wasn't a fan though. Last week, but damn, like, love it.
This week was better, yeah.
They need to teach him how to dance.
Dusty Rhodes couldn't dance either, and Dusty Rhodes made yellow polka dots work. With red, mind you. Remember, the original outfit was red with yellow polka dots.
And then he switched to black with yellow polka dots.
Yeah, that was a little easier on the camera, I think, black with yellow polka dots. But the thing, one thing that I find really strange about this gimmick is when Miller used it, or whatever the hell his name was back then, I don't remember that song taking off the way it has.
I used to be wrong, but... Well, when you have signs in the crowd this week, you know that gimmick's over already.
Yeah.
That's a great gimmick. I love it. I hope he makes it work. I hope he wins a heavyweight title while in that gimmick. You know why? Because then they'll let him do whatever the hell he wants.
That's valid.
And then we'll lose it forever.
No. He'll do that gimmick, right? And if he wins a heavyweight title while in that gimmick, As a baby face. Cause I think you can do that gimmick as a heel too.
Yeah.
But if he wins a heavyweight title with that gimmick, creative can't look at him and say, we have nothing for you. Because all he has to do is, I made the Funkasaurus work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so true.
And I think there's a fuck you added on there somewhere.
Right.
I gotta feel kind of sorry for the little Funkettes or whatever they are, because these were FCW divas, right?
Yeah.
That's from Tough Enough, and then they've been relegated to Funkettes.
Yeah, so, I'm not a fan of that at all.
So, the question is that one Funkettes now favorite match, Brodus Clay versus JTG? Has she, you know, gone away from Melina versus Alicia Fox? Which one do you think is better, Melina versus Alicia Fox or Brodus Clay JTG?
I think anything is better than Melina versus Alicia Fox.
I'm going to have to concur on that.
I will never forget, for as long as I live, the look on Steve Austin's face when she said that. So.
Was priceless!
Yes. Dude, I was just like, oh, he's about to smack her. I was just like, oh my god.
The reaction was great. It's like, really? Really, out of everything there is, you're picking that.
He even said it, too. What?
I know.
Bret Hart versus Owen? Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart at WrestleMania 12? Andre versus Hogan? Like, he gave a laundry list of matches, and she was like, no, Alicia Fox versus Melina from, like, 3 weeks ago.
For, like, 3 weeks ago.
Because, you know, that's when she first started watching the product, and that's...
Yep.
The only mask that she can name.
She was somebody's sister, I thought.
I think she's Alicia.
I think it's Alicia Fox's sister.
She's Alicia Fox's sister.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's just mentally retarded. That's okay.
She's Alicia Fox's sister, and she was a part of Booker T's training academy, so I found the fact that she was there just a little biased.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. How did she make it through Booker T's training academy? Booker.
No,
I know you didn't just say that, Booker.
No, but she did, and look how far she made it. That's all I gotta say.
She's a dancer. God. Fantastic. So she's doing it in a wrestling ring instead of on a pole like normal.
And you know what? She's gotten further than Andy Levine or whatever the hell his name was. That one Tough Enough, he's still down.
Yeah, that's so true.
Right. He's only one tick down on the wellness thing.
Yeah.
Andy Levine really wasn't that good, and the one guy who should have won Tough Enough went out in, like, week four.
Matt Cross?
Mm-hmm, M-Dog 20.
Yeah.
I don't know, Martin was pretty good. He's here in Salt Lake, and I've seen him work a couple times. He's pretty good.
But he's the one who got hurt, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But anyway, predicting it now, whoever that name of that chick is, Alicia Fox's sister, she's going to be a Divas champion in about 5 years.
Sooner than that, probably.
But it took Kelly 5 years. She started to dance, and she took 5 years to win a title. It all makes sense.
I bet this tough enough chick could take her bra off, though.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey,
hey. She's got a better rack, too.
She does not have a better rack than Kelly. Kelly, thank you.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
And you know this for fact?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm a male. I look at titties.
I'm thinking at least once on the hour he's got a stash somewhere.
I'm surprised he doesn't have sunglasses and it's just, you know, the titties are like in front of each glass. So he can, you know, just see them all the time.
Oh my god, I love this show. Next on my thing was the 6-man tag team match.
Awful.
Yeah.
This is where I go. Spud, Chris Jericho.
Hey, Tim, defend your boy now.
I'm going to say strike 3 on Jericho. I'm done with it.
Yeah, I knew when he came out he wasn't wrestling.
No.
Oh, I knew he wasn't.
Everybody knew he wasn't wrestling. The moment he was announced that he was going to be in the match, everybody knew he wasn't going to wrestle. They're carrying this thing until the night after the Royal Rumble, and they did it all wrong. All wrong. The problem, and Tim will go, well, they're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. So it's successful. It's working. No, it's not. Like I said last night, the NCAA BCS title game was last Monday night, and it was an awful fucking game. Up until the last 4 minutes, it was all field goals. 5 field goals in your national championship game. And the BCS, the BCS and the SEC were trending on Twitter up until Tuesday. But that doesn't mean the game was successful or that it worked. It was awful. It's the same with this gimmick. Just because this whole return is trending on Twitter and people are talking about it doesn't mean it's good. It means it's fucking awful in most cases.
I understand that as far as writing is concerned and as far as wrestling is concerned, you're supposed to leave people with more questions than answers. And I get that. And I get right. that they're trying to do that. But right. the point, I don't think their intention is to leave everybody asking the same question, which is what the fuck? I think that's why everybody's talking about it is like, what the fuck are they doing? They're killing this if they haven't killed it already. And I'm sorry. Yes, Chris Jericho is trending on Twitter. But how many of those comments are negative versus positive?
If it's more negative,
I'd say it's not working.
On my feed, there was a lot more positive comments than negative.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that. It's like, I don't think just saying it's trending on Twitter is a gauge to whether it's successful or not. And people make fun of shit on Twitter all the time, and it trends, and it's trending solely because someone is making fun of it.
Right.
So, you know, I think that you'd have to do a little bit more research into whether the comments are good, whether they're bad, and whether WWE is actually reading them or not.
Well, they do post on Twitter what's trending as it relates to WWE. So, I mean, that would indicate to me that at least they're monitoring, but I don't necessarily know that they're monitoring whether or not the reception is good or bad. If we're all pissed off and we're talking about how pissed we are about the Chris Jericho thing, as long as Chris Jericho's up there, then, I mean, I think that's all they care about.
Yeah.
Future Diva WWE says Chris Jericho is epic. What he did on Raw would not work for anybody else. Otunga facts. Truth is, Chris Jericho wasn't marking out for himself as much as hiding his utter fear of David Otunga and escaping while he had his life.
Oh my god.
Okay.
What?
Wait, what was that person's name? I kind of want to retreat that.
Yeah. Otunga facts.
Nobody fears you, brah. It's okay. Nobody!
Yeah, okay.
The only thing that scares me about Otunga is he might spill some hot coffee on me. Other than that, I'm really kind of over David Otunga.
Hey, that bow tie is badass. Don't let it fool you.
That is a badass bow tie. Yeah,
when that bow tie can light up and blink like Jericho's jacket, I'll like the bow tie, but I'm just not. I'm not.
Was anybody else disappointed that Jericho's trunks didn't light up?
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, those are the same trunks he was wearing when he left. I mean, there's not even anything new there.
Yep. We'll continue. WWE underscore comedy says, Chris Jericho's gimmick is just amazing and easy to write. Gus Ramsey says, Chris Jericho should change his name to Foreplay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like that.
Back to spanking again?
Yeah.
Well, I still haven't played the clip. Let me play it later.
That's going to come back to bite me in the ass.
Big Daddy Riggs 13 says, are you kidding me? Chris Jericho better wrestle soon or I'm going to go crazy.
Oh, wow.
So, Chris Jericho's the man. What is with Chris Jericho? I'm sorry, cuz. I'm sure he has fans, but Chris Jericho is the idiot of all idiots.
I thought that was Laurinaitis.
We're getting to him. We're going to get to him. But these are some, we wanted to know what they were talking about on Twitter. If you type in Chris Jericho, that's what they're talking about. And some of it's in Spanish, and I'm not reading Spanish on the air. Anyway, so that's Chris Jericho's return. I talk about it all week long on the variety of programs right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, including tomorrow night on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, where we talk to Harley Race, 9 p.m. Eastern.
I can't fucking wait.
That's awesome.
Just try to keep your composure, Spud.
Shut your mouth.
Don't turn into Porky Pig again.
What?
Did you not? Oh, you haven't listened to WTR.
You didn't listen to the show last night? How dare you?
I was doing three different things last night, but I was listening because I was talking to Lindsay and she was listening, so I could hear it through her feed. But I must have missed that.
Go check out the archive at wildtalkradio.com. Am I a shill yet? Anyway, yeah. Triple Talk Wrestling Radio this week on historyofwwe.com. We'll talk about what happened. Chris Jericho walked out on the main event of...
We're not even going to talk about the final promo?
The match happened, and then comes the promo.
I hear music, and we're an hour in, and usually the show only goes like an hour.
We're not an hour in, we're 50 minutes in.
Well, whatever.
We're getting there, Spug. We're getting there. Chris Jericho walked out, left Daniel Bryan and Daniel Bryan and CM Punk to fight off Mark Henry, Otunga, and I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing?
Henry Otunga and Ziggler.
Okay, Ziggler. That was the one I was missing. They're fighting at the Royal Rumble. Henry and Bryan brought to the back, leaves CM Punk all alone. Out comes Mick Foley. He gets the hot tag. Otunga goes down to Mr. Sacco. And then John Laurinaitis comes out, reverses the decision. And then we have the pipe bomb, Spug.
Loved it. Loved the pipe bomb.
Everyone. Oh, come on. I know you got more to say than that.
Yeah. Well,
we're all just waiting for you. Just go.
You just have to listen to the man speak. I mean, when he speaks, there's enough passion and conviction that you're like, I really believe every fucking word he's saying right now. Every fucking word of it. And he keeps going and going. And his wit and intelligence are like fucking samurai swords. It's awesome. I love watching him verbally cut someone down. Love it.
There's more.
No, I think he's got it out. What'd you think of it, Jackie?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I'm really just one of those that just really likes watching anyone tear into John Laurinaitis. But Punk is very good at cutting a promo, probably the best in the company right now. And I loved every second of it. My only regret is that it wasn't longer.
I was going to say, yeah, I say Punk just surgically took Laurinaitis apart right there in public and then just left him to die.
Yes, the only thing that was better was watching him pick up in piece by piece what was left of his manhood and pride. He had to do something. He was so pissed, so he picking on poor Mick Foley.
What I love about Punk is he seems to take people's real life insecurities and like turn them on their head and just put them out for the world to see. I really love that.
Mick Foley got Johnny Ace to admit that he is going to screw CM Punk at the Royal Rumble.
And aren't all ref decisions final?
That's what they say.
No, because he technically, Laura Nyes technically reversed the decision from the botch last week.
Yeah.
But what I find interesting is that you're going to reverse that, but for continuity's sake, you're not going to reverse the decision for Zack Ryder.
Well, right, because he went, because Teddy Long went out and reversed it for Mark Henry when Daniel Bryan cashed in his Money in the Bank because Henry was not clear to compete.
Right.
So that was kind of what I was waiting for to happen, but it never happened.
So it might happen later during the week, but since Johnny Ace has now assaulted somebody, can we get Triple H back?
Please.
No, because you know who's going to be your new Raw General Manager?
Who?
He was standing in the ring tonight.
Mick Foley.
Foley?
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
I hope so.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I will let the cat out of the bag. You know why? Because I know he doesn't listen to us. But he was at, like I said, he was at a show that I was at, that I was working security at. And I overheard him talking to another name on the show who worked for WWE. And he was talking about how they wanted to do this back in the end of the summer, right after the Kevin Nash screwing Punk at SummerSlam.
Right.
Is when they wanted to start this. But now they're... It's carried on till January, but now it's to the point where, like, it works better now than it did then.
As it's all going to build up to WrestleMania.
So the question is then, if Foley's going to get named GM, can he be named, or can he win the Royal Rumble? Because the Rumble is a title match at WrestleMania.
Well, he's not going to be named GM for... I don't know. I would give it still another month or two if they, you know, insert him. I think Johnny Ace gets blown off at Mania or the night
yeah.
after.
Oh, I yeah. hope so.
I would actually buy it if that happened.
I think it's going to be Johnny Ace versus Foley at Mania.
Oh, that would be great.
That would
next
be cool,
time,
yeah.
Next time it'll be Laura Nyes to go sailing off of the top of Hell in the Cell.
Oh, that would be awesome. And somewhere, all the people that have ever been fired will get a little vindication.
Hashtag future endeavored.
Yes.
Hashtag spankings.
Hashtag spankings. The Raw ended with Laura Nyes knocking Foley out with a microphone. Bang, bang. That's all she wrote for this edition of Monday Night Raw. So, Spug thought it was good. What did everyone else think?
I was a little disappointed by the lack of Kane tonight. I was crying to Lindsay on Skype.
Oh, you know, we didn't even touch on that tonight.
Well, because he was on for like all of 5 seconds on a fucking TitanTron video.
Which is I told good. You hit his pants way the hell too well.
As they admitted on Twitter, they were sexting him.
Lindsay started that, and now it's not going to go away.
No.
That reminds me what the hell's going on with my phone right now.
You just have to bring that up, don't you, Rock?
Yes, I do.
Hey, isn't there a clip you want to play, Rock?
There is a clip I want to play. Should we play it?
I think we should.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
And because this is how we'll play it, and then we'll get killed.
I'm telling you straight up, Lindsay.
Fuck, here we go.
You know, I like Wildcat Woman, don't get me wrong. But Lindsay, God damn it, I kind of want to eat you out because
oh
of the picture
God.
That you painted.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I miss him. I love you, brother.
Wait. Who was that?
JSK?
Yes, JSK of Wrestling News Live fame.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah.
We miss you.
That was, oh my, dude, that was dirty drunken News Live.
Yeah,
Wasted News Live.
Yeah, Wasted News Live.
Wow.
That was fucking funny. Oh my God, that was awesome. And I named it Wasted News Live, by the way.
Yes, you did.
So
I'll explain it later.
Oh, just get her to the episode and let her listen.
Yeah, well,
give
I'll,
her the
we'll,
episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
Does anybody have a copy of it anymore?
I do.
Oh, there. Yeah, yeah. You can find them around.
I have a copy of that one. I have a copy of like three of the best episodes. Thanks to Mace. Thank you, Mace.
Tornado News Live was okay.
Yeah, that was just
not
okay.
Nearly as good as Wasted News Live.
No.
The one where the cop showed up, that was pretty
C-23,
good.
Bitches!
That was the Survivor Series episode.
That was!
JJ showed up.
Yeah.
And Trey almost got their asses arrested.
And the other two were like...
C-23, bitches!
Yeah. Jackie and Lorraine are like, what the hell are they talking
about? I know,
See, this is more old school here. We go back a long ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how long we've known each other.
Yep. Yeah, I've been hearing stories since Lorraine and I have been talking more since Lindsay and I have been talking more. I've heard a few stories, but I did not hear that story.
We'll tell you about it off the air in a minute.
All right.
You haven't conceived any more children while you're supposed to be doing wrestling radio, have you?
Shut up!
He's working on it right now. And just
do you not hear my phone going off?
Well, that's why I had to ask.
I don't think you quite understand. The phone conversation I have going on right now with a completely random stranger I have never met in my entire life.
She's a stripper, I'll bet.
I got a picture last night from a chick claiming to be a listener. Okay?
Okay.
She's wearing fuck me boots, thigh high stockings, and a teddy. That's it.
Very nice, and this is where I play.
Go suck my dick.
Exactly.
My 1-inch long, incredibly tiny dick.
Now, you're sure they're not setting you up?
Right.
No.
Okay.
No. This is like...
The question is she anywhere where you can get to her?
That is for me to know.
My guess would be no, because if he got that text anytime recently, if she was anywhere within a 50-mile vicinity, he would not be doing the show
She's an hour and a half away.
What the fuck are you doing still sitting here?
Right.
Because I'm not driving an hour and a half and then driving an hour and a half back. I would much rather get a hotel room and spend the whole night.
Well, you can do that.
No.
Is anybody stopping you?
No, I can't because it's not payday until Friday.
Oh, I knew there was a catch.
Yeah,
there was a catch somewhere.
I have to wait for the government to give me my money.
Oh, okay. So say there had to be a reason why he's still sitting here, and there we go.
I
have to wait for the government to give me my money. Right. And besides, like, I've only talked to her for less than 24 hours at this point.
And that matters why?
Yeah.
She could want to kill me. I could have said something to offend her. Lord knows, I've offended a lot of people.
But she's wearing fuck me boots. Why does anything else matter?
Hey, Lorena Bobbitt chopped off her husband's wang. Just saying. I'm sure she wore fuck me boots at one point.
She's still one of my heroes, so.
Yeah.
Feminazi.
No, I'm just a bitch.
Hashtag bitch tits.
Fucking rock.
Hashtag spankings. Boy, this show surely devolved, hasn't it?
Yeah, we went from the high class entertainment that we were last Monday. We somehow managed to go further into the gutter.
And into the sewer you go.
We should do this more often.
We should.
Happy birthday, Betty White.
Oh yes.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, God.
Tell some of that, yeah.
Isn't it also Muhammad Ali's birthday on Tuesday?
Yes, he's 70.
Yes. So we have one that's
No, his birthday was last week, I think.
No, it's today.
It's today. Yeah, yeah. He's 70. Happy birthday.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
So we've had Kelly Kelly, Shane McMahon, Betty White, Muhammad Ali in the last 3 days.
Is it sad that two of those I would fuck?
Oh God.
Oh wow.
Fuck Betty White, really?
Dude, have you seen pictures of Betty White when she was in her like 30s?
I would fuck Betty White. Get out of here.
I've seen some episodes of her initial TV show called Life with Elizabeth. She was pretty hot.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she's lick her asshole hot.
And she's probably only gotten better as she's gotten older, so.
No, I could do without the wrinkles. I do not want to wiggle dunk her purple bulldog cheeks.
Well, I don't know what you're fucking unless you get a time machine, so. Good luck.
I like how everybody stopped when I said that.
We're all going, what the fuck did he say?
I was referring to Hulabia.
Okay, so we've talked about Kelly Kelly's rack and Betty White's labia. What else is on the list?
And Betty White's asshole.
And Betty White's asshole.
The chat room wants us to talk about Lacey Von Erich's feet.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Why?
Feet only look good in fuck me shoes.
What is significant about her feet?
She's got club toe? Sexy. I don't know.
Apparently they're sexy.
I guess so.
She's got a... No, she's ugly. Like, to me, she's like fake ugly. Like, awful.
And slash Nick says, you're nuts, bro.
Although she made a fabulous stripper in TNA.
Is that what
she...
character?
Could she take her bra off?
She tried.
Just saying.
Before...
Dude.
Nick.
Yeah. Anything else before I play the outro?
Yes, I do. Since we brought everyone here, listen to our podcast on Thursday, Triple Talk Wrestling Radio, with me and these two crazy bitches over here. We're all gonna go. We're gonna do a podcast together, and it's gonna be probably semi-similar to what you're listening to here.
Just more Kane.
Just more Kane.
More Kane.
Instead of talking about Betty White's asshole, they're going to be talking about Kane's balls.
Dude, actually, no, we're not, because we've had that discussion already, and I think we're ready to move on to the next one.
We're moving on to Taker next.
Christ.
Listen to them on the history of WWE.com.
And check out the Tom Tom Club podcast. You can find it at www.facebook.com/TomTomClubPodcast.
The what club?
Tom Club.
Oh,
podcast.
I thought you said Tauntaun Club. I was like, when did you start running the Star Wars podcast? I like, really? When you start talking about the benefits of Slave Leia in that metal bikini?
Yes.
Hooray!
Plug tomorrow.
K-Fame Wrestling Radio.
Nice job.
K-Fame Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Powered by Go Fight Live, we have Handsome Harley Race, The King, former NWA Heavyweight Champion, and Dark City Fight Club, some tag team.
Some indie tag team.
Yeah.
we love those guys.
Yeah, we do. We love those guys to death. They're awesome. They really are. Like, we're not trying to be... We're not, like, trying to be assholes. We're being dead serious. Like, we love those guys.
But it's Harley Race.
Right.
So. Wednesday... we're not doing OTL. They're on
Thursday. Yeah, in the hole!
Yeah. Friday night.
Oh, wow.
It's the Friday night free ride. 4 hours of music. And I guess some talk, but 4 hours of music, 60s to the 80s, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 Mountain, 4 hours of music. It's two boobs and some tits. Check it out.
Yeah, dude, that was awful. Awful. I hope your show fails.
Check it out, Friday night free ride, this Friday night. It debuts. Give them a chance. chance, maybe? I don't know. To you. Saturday night.
Only if they play some Mastodon.
Call and request it. Saturday night, midnight news. It's CB Radio, myself, Subway, and Rob Parks, the weird, wacky, unusual. And this week, we surpass Everybody Loves Raymond. Check it out. And Sunday night, WTR, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll have Omega here and help, you know, talk about Chris Jericho.
More episodes than Everybody Loves Raymond, and maybe 1/10 of the recognition. You're welcome. Anything to tear down your self-esteem, Rock.
Love you too, Spock. Follow Spock on Twitter at Spock_guy. Let's follow Lindsay at Lynn's Ward on Twitter. At Jackie Feist. Lorraine, do you have Twitter or Facebook for people that contact
you? Yeah, Twitter, Feminine Smark, and you can also check me out at femininesmark.wordpress.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook, Canadian All Pro on Twitter, Canadian All Pro Group on Facebook, WTR Productions on Facebook.
So I'm thinking about changing my Twitter tag real quick, Rock.
Oh, Christ.
What do you think of bat gravy?
Hashtag.
Jesus Christ, dude.
No, I think you should be sugar tits, honestly.
No,
bitch tits, I was going to say,
I'm thinking about changing my Twitter handle from Spug Guy to Bat Gravy.
I still think bitch tits would be better.
Yeah, I'm not bitch tits. Styles is bitch tits.
Well, then sugar tits.
That's me.
Oh, Christ.
That's what Cranky Vince calls me on Twitter, sugar tits. So I've taken that one.
She's hashtag heel.
oh, that's right.
Let's see.
Hashtag bat gravy.
Get that out of the way. We got that out of the way. Check out the archives at wildtalkradio.com. And we'll be back. I don't know. Everyone's invited back next week. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw post show. We'll talk about Raw, talk about the Rumble, and everything else. Check all of our shit out. Buy our stuff. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.